It's a Monday morning, and it is time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. Things were looking up for the Bills, and then they drop one to the Dolphins to go to 4-3 on the season. What happened?
Ouch. I told listeners on Friday, enjoy that rare ride of success, and I hope they did, because it appears to be over for now, at least. In short, they looked like a pretty mediocre to less than mediocre team yesterday. By missing their most important piece in LeSean McCoy, they were a shell of the team that won 4 in a row. Yes, McCoy did play for the first 3 quarters, but he clearly wasn't the same player, and the rest of the offense wasn't even close to being up to the task and making up for his absence. And that absence reverberated through both offense and defense. The defense was not looking good to begin with, but they were absolutely decimated, as the offense couldn't sustain meaningful drives to give them any kind of rest and make adjustments. Time of possession, absolutely lopsided. Dolphins controlled the ball for 37 minutes to the Bills 23. In fact, with about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the Bills had 6 total yards on offense for the quarter, while the Dolphins were over 150. And to cap off yesterday's letdown, Dolphins running back Jay Ajayi ran for his second consecutive 200-yard game, making him one of only 4 players in history to accomplish that feat. As a whole, Bills looked a lot like the 7-9 teams we've seen way too many times for 2 decades now.
Well, that's a harsh dose of reality on a Monday morning to hear.
Yeah, reality it is.
All right, well, let's go back to the game, though. All right, who stood out for better or worse yesterday?
Let's get the obvious out of the way, and that's, you guessed it, and maybe we should all say his name together, Tyrod Taylor. Mm. This game set up to be a showcase for him against a bad Dolphins defense. Fans and management have been holding out hope that at some point he has it in him to put the team on his back and win when he has to, and I'm sorry to be such a buzzkill on a Monday, but he's just clearly not that guy, just not in that class. And to completely juxtapose that analysis is that impactful absence of LeSean McCoy, as I mentioned before. Fans were likely hoping the Bills had enough talent to overcome a less than 100% McCoy, but unfortunately they didn't. Yes, it was mostly bad, but there was the continuing bright spot in the puzzling Lorenzo Alexander. And I say puzzling because you have to wonder, where was this guy for the first 9 years of his career? And 9 is the theme of his success through yesterday. In his first 9 years in the league, he had a total of 9 sacks. Well, with another sack yesterday, he continues to be atop the NFL with, you guessed it, 9 sacks on this season alone. Add 2 tackles for loss in addition to playing special teams as well, and he was absolutely one of the only bright spots for the Bills yesterday.
All right, Matt, let's put it into perspective. What, if anything, does all this mean for the Bills moving forward?
Well, if you thought that was depressing, I'm just going to get really depressing, I think.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, this kind of loss just exposes the full measure of mediocrity that the team represents. Earlier in the season, after a win, I said I think they'd be better off starting over, blowing the whole thing up. And even though they're 4-3, I still feel that way. At the end of the day, ownership should ask themselves, what's the goal here? Is it simply playoffs, or is it building a team that can actually contend for a championship? And we all know that this is not a team that can be in a championship discussion. And unfortunately, the identity of the Bills has been defined by mediocre to less than mediocre teams for far too long now. Could this team still ride LeSean McCoy and a decent defense into the playoffs? Sure. And if they do, fans should absolutely enjoy that ride as well. But then what? There's 9 games left in the season. This game was potentially a defining loss, but the Bills still do have the potential to puzzle everyone by beating those unexpected teams. But I still say, take the Cleveland route, clean house and management, trade assets, bulk up on draft picks, and try to build something different than we've seen for the last 16 years and counting. So with that, happy Monday, Jay.
Wow.
Sorry.
Tough to take on a Monday morning, but that's what we need to do, and we do appreciate your perspective, Matt. Thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.